Ouro Mining Company's massive Heavener project along the Oklahoma-Arkansas border was supposed to be producing coal and jobs by now. A year and a half ago, people in Heavener couldn't wait.
Major difference. We're a town of about 3,200.
I think we're going to give the business to the AOK railroad that actually come in there and take the cars, but they'll be coming through our yard. That's the rumor on the railroad.
I've already heard a lot of people saying they wish it'd hurry up and open so they could go to work, you know, feed their families.
Well, the mine still hasn't opened and probably won't for some time. What happened?
Basically, the coal market crashed. That's what happened.
Andrew Moore, managing editor for Platts Coal Trader, which follows coal prices and industry trends.
U.S. coal prices and international coal prices are essentially, you know, at multi-year lows because of this massive oversupply. There are some, you know, environmental pushes behind that, but a lot of it is just there's too many tons on the water, as they say.
Most of Oklahoma's coal is too high in sulfur to be of much use in the U.S. because of environmental regulations. It's too dirty to burn at power plants, but it works great in the steelmaking process. With China booming and the global economy recovering from the 2008 collapse, the price for coking coal, as it's called, nearly doubled between the fall of 2010 and spring 2011. That was enough to spark Ouro's interest in eastern Oklahoma's hard-to-reach coal seams. Bob Blackburn with the Oklahoma History Center sees some parallels between Oklahoma's first coal rush in the late 1800s and what's happening now.
So as once we talked about getting it from McAllister to Muskogee, now we're talking about getting it from Salisaw to Peking. But it's the dynamics are the same. What does it cost to get it? What's the cost to get it from here to there? And what is the market? Is the demand high enough? Is the price high enough to cover what it costs to get it?
The answer earlier this decade was a clear yes. That's when the coal was selling for more than $300 per ton. Now, a ton of coking coal sells for about $100 on the Asian market. Those economies have cooled at the same time they've ramped up their own coal production, leaving the U.S. oversupplied. Put more simply, the rest of the world doesn't need Oklahoma coal right now, so job seekers in Heavener will have to wait. How long is the big unknown? Andrew Moore with Platts.
I think based on what we've reported, you know, it's going to be probably another year before met coal markets rebound.
State Impact tried to contact Ouro Mining for this story, but the company didn't respond to emailed questions in time. But State Representative James Lockhart's district includes the proposed mine, and he got a recent update from an Ouro go-between.
He said once they burn enough of that coal where it kind of drives the price up, he said, we'll start mining again. But he just said right now it's not profitable to mine.
There's one more issue set to complicate coal's comeback in eastern Oklahoma. China, in an effort to appear proactive on climate change and spur domestic production, has announced new tariffs on imports of the kind of coal Oklahoma offers, and an outright ban on high-sulfur coal from overseas. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.